Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday snowy edition of Q&A. Just keep repeating to yourself, we moved here for the weather. We moved here for the weather. Well, the good news is we have a lot of sunshine coming in probably late Friday afternoon and all weekend. That will take care of a lot of this. And the snow plows are out. Just one reminder for everyone on the road, whether it's daytime or not, in conditions like this, please make sure your headlights are on so the motorists ahead of you can see you in their rain and snow splattered side mirrors, because that will avoid a lot of accidents. Give yourself, of course, a whole lot of stopping room too whenever you're approaching a stop sign or a red light. We want to make sure you're going to be around to hear us again next week, so please be careful on the road. Hey, we've got a good show for you today. Despite the weather, we have a real trooper. We have our friend Katie Norris, who made the trip in from Prescott Area Shelter Services. We'll be talking about a couple of benefit events coming up for PASS. And then after the news break at the bottom of the hour, or in fact just before it, we'll be talking to Allie Rogest from the Yavapai Humane Society. She'll be calling in at about 2:20. We'll have some tips about cold weather care for your pets and adoption matters, things like that, and how you can become a volunteer for the Humane Society. Now, with the scary weather forecast, of course, and the snow coming down, we have a whole bunch of cancellations to tell you about. If you haven't heard them already, laboratory services will not be available at the Northern Arizona VA Cottonwood Clinic, and all appointments for tomorrow and Friday have been rescheduled. The Prescott Valley VFW is canceling their Friday night Stick a Fork in Cancer fundraiser. That'll be rescheduled for Friday in March. ADOT Motor Vehicle Division is closing their offices in Cottonwood, Flagstaff, and Prescott today. Cottonwood Area Transit is currently planning for all routes to be operational today and tomorrow. The same holds true for Link service to Sedona. The Prescott National Forest offices in Prescott, Chino Valley, and Camp Verde, and the Fire Center on Melville Road, they're all closed today. The Yavapai College Performing Arts Center has canceled tonight's concert of the King's Singers. That will be rescheduled for a later date. The Prescott Public Library is closed today. City offices are open with reduced staff. No collection of utility payments is expected today or tomorrow. The outbound flight to Denver from Prescott Regional Airport today is canceled. United Express Airlines has waived change fees for flights in and out of the airport today. And the Susan J. Ream Adult Day Center in Prescott Valley is closed today, as are the Prescott Chamber of Commerce offices on Goodwin Street. Also, our buddy Derek Evans, who was our guest on the show last week for his one-man Teddy Roosevelt show at the Elks Theater, that has been postponed tomorrow night. It'll be rescheduled for Tuesday, March the 5th. But hey, we've got Katie Norris just around the corner on this snowy Thursday on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore. The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
We'll be right back. Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
February is 0% month at Lamb Chevrolet. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. We're saying no to finance charges so you can say yes to the Chevy car or truck of your dreams. Lamb Chevrolet, in partnership with GM Financial, is excited to announce 0% on some of our most popular models. All 2018 1500 Silverados now have 0% for 72 months and a $1,000 rebate. 2018 Silverado HD Crew Cabs, 0% for 60 months, plus a $2,000 rebate. That's 0% interest for 5 to 6 years on the new Silverado, Tahoe, Suburban, Equinox, Malibu, Cruze, and even more. Interest rates are going up, so hurry in and lock in your 0% interest while you still can during Lamb Chevrolet's 0% month. Visit lambchevrolet.com to find your new Chevy and lock in your 0%. Come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 208, and what a trooper. Katie Norris battled the elements, took a sled dog here, and she is here to talk about Prescott Area Shelter Services. Katie, you've got a couple of big events coming up. What do you have to say about them?
We do have a couple of big events. We have the annual Leprechaun Charity Open. It's hosted by the Antelope Hills Men's Golf Club every year, and so we try to help promote it because they do choose us every year, and they raise a lot of money for us. So that's on March 16th. It's a fun event, a shotgun start in the morning. You just have to register by the 13th, and it's $65 per person.
Mm-hmm. And you've also got a fine afternoon tea event coming up.
We do. Our 10th annual afternoon tea is on Saturday, May 4th. It's the only event that we put on every year to help raise money for the shelter. It'll be at the Hacienda for the second time. Mm-hmm. It was a fun event last year. We have changed a few things to make it easier for people to hear this year and things like that with the microphones, but it'll be another fun event. It's Western themed, celebrating women of the Wild West. So wear your cowboy hats and your cowboy boots and things like that.
You know, the Hacienda seems like the perfect place to have a tea. It's kind of a throwback, nostalgic and classic, and it just seems like the right setting for that.
Mm-hmm. It was really fun last year.
So roughly how much money has been raised to support PASS over the years through the Leprechaun Golf Tournament?
So over the years, they've raised $16,000 for PASS. Last year was their biggest year, and it takes a lot of work for them to do this and put on the fundraiser, and we just really appreciate their time.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much are tickets to the 10th annual PASS tea event, and how much does that raise?
The tickets are $50 this year, or table for 10 for $485. Last year we raised the most. I think it was $12,000
Wow.
in one event. So we're doing pretty good. We actually had some great sponsorships this year. Finley Automotive, they sponsored us. Manley Homes, they sponsored us. And we had an anonymous individual sponsor. And so that's going to help our proceeds a lot.
I have to ask you, with this incredible snow we're getting today, well, how does that affect the people you're helping at PASS?
It can make it challenging. We have Operation Deep Freeze through Salvation Army, and so we had some ladies come last night, and we just let them stay today. All of our women are just in the dorm, and we're taking anybody really who calls. We'll let them stay on the floor and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Our director's there until Saturday probably, just trying to help. So we had to have a wonderful group come and donate food today, which is nice because a lot of people are having a hard time driving. So it was nice to get some food dropped off.
And not only that, but a lot of stores are not open today, are they?
No, not really.
Yeah. For those not familiar with PASS and all you've done over the many years there, tell us what PASS is all about.
Sure. PASS is a homeless shelter for women and children. We started in 2007 in the basement of a church, moved into our current building on Rush Street in 2009. We've served over 2,400 women and children. And then we have a pretty high success rate, 88% on average, transition into their own homes. And that's because we have a great case management program. Mm-hmm. They work very extensively with the guests. They can stay 3 months at the shelter, which gives them a chance to meet their needs, maybe get mental and physical health, and then get some sort of income, save, try to find a place to live. If they need to extend, we, you know, extend to certain people who have really made an effort. We also have a couple programs like our Wheels to Work program, Homeless Transition Project. They help them, you know, helps with transportation and helps with the initial cost moving into your own home, that can really add up. So all of these things with all the other community resources, we help each other. It makes it work pretty well.
Let me ask you this. In past years, have you qualified for the Arizona tax credit?
Yes, every year we qualify. And you still have until April 15th to donate for 2018, or you can start donating for 2019. It's $400 for an individual or $800 for a married couple, and that excludes, you know, what you donate to the foster care school system. So you can donate to them and us. Mm-hmm. Works pretty well.
I understand with the new federal tax cut and the new forms coming out that has hurt some nonprofits and charities because of the increased standard deduction, correct?
Yes. Yeah, it affects federally, it did. The state, so far, no change, which is helpful. Yeah. But yeah, federally, change did happen.
Mm-hmm. Hey, about the tea event, tell us about the pre-raffle items you're selling tickets for now.
Yes, we have a wonderful pre-event raffle item. It's a trip to California. It'll include a $500 voucher for Southwest, cards to eat, get around, transportation, your stay at the hotel, a tour of the gardens. It's valued at $2,500, and you don't have to be present at the tea to win, and it's only $20 per ticket, or you can get 6 tickets for $100, and you can buy it online at our website, PrescottShelters.org, and I will send you your half of the ticket, and then we'll do the drawing the day of. So yeah, it's a great opportunity to support us, but also go on a fun trip.
How important is it, the roles of volunteers at PASS?
They are essential. Yeah, we only have one full-time staff member, our director. I'm part-time and our case manager's part-time too. And the rest, we rely on volunteers. So every evening at 5 o'clock, we have volunteers who come to the shelter, open it up. They're there until 8. They eat dinner with the guests, help them with resumes, things like that, make sure they're safe, supported. Then we have volunteers who spend the night at the shelter, 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. And they're there again to support them. We have office volunteers who come in the mornings. They help answer the doors and the phones and write thank you cards and stuff because we are such a limited staff. And then we have meal providers, which they prepare a meal at home for up to 20 people and then bring it in, which is quite a task to take on.
Sure.
So without volunteers, we really couldn't serve people.
We get a lot of emails here from the programs we do about our nonprofits and charities. And people, you know, often ask, how can I donate? Well, with PASS, you can donate items beyond cash, can't you?
Definitely. Any household items that anybody uses, we can use. So toilet paper, paper towels, hygiene supplies, food, we take anything like that. Sheets, we're kind of running low on like twin bed comforters right now, so we could use some more of those.
Now, what are some of the challenges that come with working at PASS?
So we are, we have to raise all of our own money because we're an emergency shelter, so we don't receive state or federal funding.
Yeah.
So we just, every day we're fundraising, writing grants. We have our one event. We receive a lot of community support, which is huge because we're a tax credit. We receive those donations. So because of you guys, we've been able to serve, but, it is a challenge.
Mm-hmm. And in a few weeks, we'll have you with Joe Gudea here from Antelope Hills, correct?
Yes, he will be here to talk more about the fun event that they've been putting on every year, and it should be a good time.
How can people contact you if they want to donate to PASS or if they want to volunteer?
The number is 928-778-5933, or the website is prescottshelters.org. And there's a lot of information on there, including annual reports, stories, pictures, our programs, and all sorts of great things.
And I'll alert our listeners, too, when they go to the PASS webpage, there is a letter there from someone that you have helped. And it is about as heartfelt a story as you will ever hear. And they are so grateful for your help. And we are grateful for the help you provide for the community, for so many people during a really difficult time. Because you're definitely a hand up, not a hand out, right?
Yes, yep.
Hand. And they can certainly use your use their help, right?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah, very good. Katie Norris, thank you so much for braving the cold and the snow to come in for such a great cause. It's the Leprechaun Golf Tournament and the 10th Annual PASS Tea Event. Tell us again the dates of both events.
Sure. So the Leprechaun Golf Tournament is Saturday, March 16th. I think it begins at 9 a.m. And then the tea is on Saturday, May 4th. At 1:30.
Yeah, we look forward to talking to you in a few weeks again with you and Joe here to talk about the golf tournament.
Wonderful.
Great day. Thanks for having it, or thanks for coming in today on such a nasty day outside.
Yeah.
Your sled dog is outside waiting for you.
They are.
That's Katie Norris from Prescott Area Shelter Services. Stay tuned, because when we come back, we'll be talking to Allie Ragas from the Yavapai Humane Society, not about sled dogs, but pretty close. That's coming up on today's Q&A. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Start the spring season off right with big savings on everything you need for your lawn and garden. Get your coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's 25% savings on great products from Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Ortho, and more throughout the store. Hurry in now to get 25% savings only at your neighborhood Ace. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 28th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
In order to better serve the Quad Cities, Bradshaw Family Dental is growing. The amazing dental teams of Bradshaw Family Dental and Grand Canyon Dental have joined forces. Dr. Sir and his team are so excited to join the Bradshaw family, now with an office conveniently located at 172 East Merritt Street in Prescott, and offices in Surprise, Chino Valley, and Prescott Valley. Bradshaw Family Dental is right around the corner. To book an appointment, give them a call at 277-0076 or online at bradshawfamilydental.com. You know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
It's the month to move some metal at Findlay GMC Prescott. Seat up to 7 and save $8,748 on a 2019 GMC Acadia. MSRP $38,285. Findlay GMC price only $29,537. Punch up 252 horsepower and save $5,500 on a 2019 GMC Terrain Denali. MSRP $41,980. GMC price only $36,480. Tow over 8,000 pounds and save over $7,000 on a new 2018 GMC Yukon Denali. MSRP $79,560, Findlay GMC price only $72,500. Findlay GMC guarantees to beat any Phoenix GMC dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, and year. Findlay GMC in Prescott and at FindlayBuickGMC.com, the local dealership that supports your community. GMC, we are professional grade.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Must connect to GM Connect.
I'll bring you in very shortly here. Hold on, please.
Details and any restrictions. Stock numbers G41208, G41581, G39953.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:20 in this kind of snowy Thursday. What better idea than a furry four-legged friend? Allie Rogest is on the phone. Allie, that's your specialty. Tell us what you're doing at the Yavapai Humane Society.
Hi, DJ. I am the volunteer coordinator at the Yavapai Humane Society.
And this is the kind of weather where you get real protective about your furry friends. What can our dog and cat owners do to make sure that they are comfortable in these kinds of conditions?
Oh, well, if you need to take your dog out to, you know, go to the bathroom, everything, make sure they have a jacket on. Snow booties for your dogs would be perfect in this weather. Cats, make sure you have some kind of heater or nice warm blanket for them to hang out with.
Now, what does the volunteer coordinator do at the Yavapai Humane Society?
Well, I am in charge of recruitment and retention for all of the volunteers for all of our various campuses.
And you've been in that role for how long now?
I've been in this role for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the things the volunteers do at YHS?
Well, of course, they socialize our animals, they cuddle our cats, and take our dogs on nice, fun walks. But we also have other areas that aren't, you know, just strictly with the animals. We have our spay and neuter wellness clinic, which is administrative work. We have our thrift store, which is retail, and our equine center taking care of our horses.
Now, can you volunteer in multiple roles or just one at a time?
If you want to just volunteer in one role, I'm not going to stop you. But if you want to, you know, jump in both feet first and do multiple departments, I would be happy to get you started in that.
When you get people wanting to volunteer, what kind of background are you looking for, or what kind of interests?
I'm looking for people who have worked with animals in the past. They kind of know how they already are. People who just really want to make a difference in the community and have a passion for the work that the Humane Society is doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, when people come to the Humane Society for either adoption or for vaccinations, things like this, what are some of the questions they have for you or that you have for them?
Well, a lot of people, they ask me, like, what kind of time commitment they is required to be a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't require it, but I ask for 8 hours a month, which isn't too difficult. But if you can't give me 8 hours,
yeah,
anytime you can give me, I really appreciate. We would love you to be a volunteer for at least 6 months. So if you can only do like a couple of days every few months, we're probably not the right organization for you to volunteer with. But if you can give me 6 months and 8 hours, I'd be happy to have you.
So how long does it take to become a volunteer, and what's the process?
The process to becoming a volunteer usually takes about a week to week and a half. You fill out my application on yavapaihumane.org/volunteer. It comes to my email. I read up about you on the application. I'll send you an email with our upcoming orientation dates, so you can sign up for one of those. The orientation is a completely informational class.
Mm-hmm.
We go over rules, regulations, policies, and procedures, and that's about an hour. And then I sign you up for a dog walking class, or I get them in touch with the mentor for the department for which they want to volunteer. And that training is usually within 2 days to a week.
I'm glad you mentioned a dog walking class, because a lot of people who have never done this think anybody can do that. Not so easy, is it?
It's not that easy. Our dogs are not like your dogs at home. These dogs are scared, have possibly been abused and neglected. And some things that you would do with your dog at home really scares our dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to properly teach people how to handle them, how to enter the kennel properly, so it's safe for you and for the dog.
Do you get people stopping by the Humane Society who just want to visit with the dogs and just want to spend a few minutes with each one and basically just share some cuddle time?
We do. Sadly, we can't let them do the cuddle time unless they get some training first.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want to, like, take one or two dogs out for a meet and greet with one of our kennel techs, they are more than welcome to.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine, now keep in mind, I do the movie reviews for this radio station, so I'm always thinking movies. And I can imagine whenever a big movie comes out that features a canine star, you get a lot of requests for that breed, don't you?
Oh, yes, very much so.
And I could imagine that can be a hindrance because certain breeds aren't really right for certain living situations, are they?
No, they're not. A lot of times we have people come in and they're just really set on the look of a dog,
mm-hmm.
and not really the personality. And they don't seem to want to get to know the dog. They're just like, this dog is pretty, I like it, and I want it.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of our kennel techs, that they really talk to the people and introduce them to some of our other dogs that they may not have looked at because they're not quite the look they're going for, but they feel would be perfect for their family.
Allie, I was thinking of you folks just the other day because we had the Hallmark Channel on, and this was a week after the Westminster Dog Show. They had the National Rescue Dog Show. Are you familiar with that at all?
Personally, I actually am not. I did not even know they had that.
Neither did I. And we're sitting there just transfixed because you know how very strict and orderly and rigid the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is because you're trying to attain perfection for your breed, right? Well,
right.
In this particular show, all of the dogs featured are rescue dogs. It's filmed at the Hallmark Movie Channel's headquarters in Los Angeles. And the categories, wait till you hear the categories. Best wiggle butt, best smile, best snoring, best couch potato, best belly rubs, stuff like this. It is hysterical to watch because all of these dogs are just little love bundles. They really are. And it's so much fun to watch. And, you know, I understand now that in California, pet stores have to sell rescue dogs before they go to any private breeders or puppy mills. In fact, they're trying to put puppy mills out of business. And that's probably a good thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's a great thing. I heard about that, and I just can't wait for the rest of the 50 states to follow through.
Do you think when a dog is rescued, they realize that this person or this family has rescued them?
Oh, yes. It's when I'm up at the front desk and an adoption is being done, mm-hmm. and when the kennel tech brings that dog out after the paperwork, just the look of love and appreciation in that animal's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you can just feel it, and mm-hmm. it's amazing to see.
Now, I know you have a foster program, too. Do you ever find it tough for people to give up the dog to a permanent home?
Oh, yeah. We definitely have quite a few foster failures, as we like to call
foster
them.
Foster failures, that's right. That's a good term. I like that. But that's a good thing, because they're going to a good home that really wants them, right?
Oh, yeah, and a lot of times those people who become foster failures still foster for us.
Sure.
They'll be like, hey, keep sending us some more. We still got space.
Well, we have three rescue dogs among our five at our home. In fact, one of them came from the Yavapai Humane Society about 2 years ago. Rocky had been in a hoarding situation, and his first couple days at home, he was very scared. He was shaking. He was ill. He had picked up apparently a virus or something while in that home, but the Yavapai Humane Society people worked with him. They shaved him down to treat him for the illness he had, and he has just become almost the perfect doggone dog. And not only that, but at the Dogtoberfest last year, Rocky and I won first place for best dog owner lookalike.
I remember that. I was there. I saw you guys on stage.
You know, the funny thing about that, here we win the best dog owner lookalike. I'm proud as heck, but he's embarrassed.
But like, I don't want to look like my dad. Oh.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. So how can people learn more about volunteering at the Yavapai Humane Society?
They can always go to our website, yavapaihumane.org/volunteer, or they can always call me. My office hours are usually Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and my phone number is 928-445-2600. 866, extension 103. And if I'm at my desk, I'll definitely pick up and talk to you more about volunteering. And if I don't answer, please leave me a message with your name, phone number, and a short message, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
We also want to recommend to our listeners that they're out by the Boulders area and they're going to Walmart or Big Lots, something like that out there. Your thrift store is right across from there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just a little farther up the road. And it's a wonderful thrift store, and all the money made at our thrift store comes back to help our homeless pets.
And we thank you for joining us on this snowy day on Q&A. Continue your great work with the Yavapai Humane Society.
Thank you, DJ. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. That's Allie Rogest with the Yavapai Humane Society. Stay tuned because it's time for local and state news and weather. And when we come back, we will talk about what's going to happen Sunday evening at the Oscars. That's coming your way next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live at KQNA.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallaca Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallaca Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallaca Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Cold water shock makes sense when you dive into the pool, not when you hop in the shower. That's where RED Plumbing comes in. We know water heaters, and we'll get you the right system. Exactly what you need to start the day off right or wash off a long day with a refreshing shower. Don't let water problems get you red in the face. Give RED Plumbing a call today, 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or you can always find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
Seize the day. Put wheels on the road and go RVing. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV. And for as little as $3.88 a day, you can own an RV and wander to your heart's desire. Whether that means toes in the sand, hiking boots on a mountain trail, skis in the powder, hands on a good book, or just your backside in a lounge chair watching the sunset, you can get there in an RV. Bring the family. Include the grandkids, invite friends, or go solo. Every trip is a perfect trip and every memory is priceless. We can help you get there. Our manufacturers are continuing to offer some amazing factory incentives on 2018 RVs, and we're passing those savings directly to you. Check out our large selection of top quality, affordably priced RVs, saving up to 40% during our mega sale. Affinity RV is proud to be named one of only five elite Blue Ribbon dealers in the U.S. and Canada. We're Northern Arizona's largest full-line, full-service RV dealer. Affinity RV service, sales, and rentals, Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, or online at affinityrv.com.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday the 21st. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Snowplow operators are staying busy in Yavapai County.
County spokesman David McAtee says drivers are working 12-hour shifts to keep the roads clear.
We've got about 13 machines of our own, and that's in addition to Prescott, Prescott Valley, and we just sort of complement them.
Prescott Recreation Director Joe Baines explained the city has 16 plows, 6 backhoes for snow removal.
They'll start with the primary roads first, the arterials, the collectors.
I'm Link Elliott reporting.
A winter storm warning through tomorrow morning. Very windy, very heavy snow, blizzard, and whiteout conditions. Warming today and tomorrow only to a cloudy and snowy 33 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Saturday and Sunday, a sunny 37 and 42. Chilling after bedtime tonight to about 22 with more heavy snow. Total snow accumulation today through Friday morning estimated from 12 to 22 inches. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same winter storm warning, up to a breezy 41 today and tomorrow, with 1 to 3 inches of snow and snow showers, an overnight low near 29, with 3 to 8 inches of total snow through Friday, clearing for sunny Saturday and Sunday highs near 44 and 50. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. If you're driving in snow, rain, dusk, or dawn, please have your headlights on and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue after this.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs, to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, watches, motorcycles, boats, flashlights, golf carts, lawnmowers, and light your homes. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Power up at your local Batteries Plus Bulb store or at batteriesplus.com.
Bowl for Kids' Sake 2019 is here. He's all boy, 11 years old, and wishing he had a big brother. Bowl for his sake. She's wishing she had a big sister to spend Saturday afternoons with. Bowl for her sake. Be a supporter of a local child's potential by bowling with Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters. Start something big and make an impact. Couple and family matches are in high demand. Round up 5 friends or coworkers and become a team captain. Register at azbigs.org or call 778-5135.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:39. My colleague Gregory Scott just informed me that the Prescott Unified School District and Humboldt Unified School Districts both have called off school for Friday. So no school tomorrow for Prescott or Humboldt schools. Thank you, Gregory, for providing that. That will be a big relief to the school bus drivers and to the kids and all the teachers and employees in Prescott and Humboldt schools. Now, as I mentioned before, Sunday night happens every year. It's Oscar night. Now, for 3 years, a few years ago when I lived in Los Angeles, I used to go down to the Oscars headquarters, the Dolby Theater, where I would meet the film critic for the St. Louis newspaper, Joe Williams. Joe was an Oscar reporter, Oscar credentialed reporter. He would be backstage at the Oscar ceremonies every year, so we would meet in front of Adobe Theater. We would go to a little bar called Bordner's, which used to be W.C. Fields' favorite hangout. And we would discuss who's going to win, who's not going to win. We did that for 3 years. Tragically, Joe died a couple of years ago, but I have kind of taken over his mantle here because over the last 6 months, I have reviewed for KQ&A 83 movies and kept up with a lot of things going on in showbiz and with the Oscar voters. So here goes. Keep in mind before we go any further, the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley is still screening all seven of the theatrically released Best Picture nominees through Sunday. Now, I stress theatrically released because one of the Best Picture favorites, Roma, never came out in theaters except for 1 week in California, and that was only the qualify for the Oscars. Roma came out on Netflix. Now, so why did the Academy shoot itself in the foot with the current nominations? They chose Netflix over theaters with their many nominations for Roma. They ignited more border debates with Roma, the critical favorite for Best Picture, even though it's a black and white movie, even though it's in Spanish language with English subtitles. I guess that makes it artistic. And they completely ignored Mary Poppins Returns in the Best Picture category, Best Director, Best Actor, or Best Actress. They completely ignored directors Rob Marshall and Bradley Cooper with their nods by choosing Paweł Pawlowski or Pawlikowski for his Polish movie Cold War, a movie very, very few people in this country will see. I wonder why they didn't think Roma and Cold War were good enough for Best Foreign Film, and they had to put them in Best Director or Best Picture. Well, nearly 7,000 members of the Academy, that's a lot of people, and that director, the Polish director, got more votes from the Academy's directors than any other Hollywood one. I don't know how that works, but we'll find out Oscar night Sunday. They are talking about, as they do every year, making the telecast shorter, and they never do. They keep it too long by televising categories the viewing public really doesn't understand or care about. Categories like sound mixing, sound editing, film editing, best documentary short, best animated short, and I don't know why they do this, but they insist on performing each of the best song nominees. Each performance takes 4 or 5 minutes. This is the Oscars, not the Grammys, folks. If they play snippets of each song, great. But most of these best song nominations, they run over the closing credits of the movie. Very few people remember them, but it's still a half hour out of the Oscar ceremony. I wish they would save those categories for another different ceremony and not televise it. By the way, if you want to see the Oscars the way you love to watch movies in a movie theater, they're doing that Sunday evening at the Sedona International Film Festival. So, let's take a look at the categories. We'll concentrate on the big six. First of all, Best Director. This one I think is going to go to Alfonso Cuarón for his movie Roma. The other nominees in Best Director are Spike Lee for Black Klansman, Paweł Pawlikowski for Cold War, Yorgos Lanthimos for The Favorite, and Adam McKay for Vice. Now, Adam McKay also directed The Big Short, which was masterful. Vice, interesting topic about Dick Cheney, but I thought it went way off the rails in the last half of the film. Spike Lee, Black Klansman, if he does somehow win this category, it won't be for Black Klansman. It will be for his snub back in the late 80s for Do the Right Thing. So if they're going to do a make good, it'll be this year for Black Klansman. My pick who's going to win, Alfonso Cuarón for Roma. In the category Best Supporting Actress, the nominees are Amy Adams for Vice, Marina de Tavira for Roma, Regina King for If Beale Street Could Talk, Emma Stone for The Favorite, and Rachel Weisz for The Favorite. Now, of course, two nominees from the same movie, they will probably cancel out each other's votes. Amy Adams, who I love, just didn't have a whole lot to do, I thought, in Vice. She was basically Lady Macbeth. Marina de Tavira in Roma, a fine job, but nobody knows who she is. And that leaves it to Regina King, who was absolutely wonderful in Beale Street Could Talk, a movie I'm surprised did not get a Best Picture nomination. In the supporting actor category, you have Mahershala Ali for Green Book, Adam Driver for BlacKkKlansman, Sam Elliott for A Star Is Born, Richard E. Grant, Can You Ever Forgive Me, and Sam Rockwell for Vice. The first thing to do in this category is knock out Sam Rockwell. His impersonation of George W. Bush in Vice seemed to be based on Dana Carvey and Will Ferrell, which is probably not that wild a thought because Will Ferrell was one of the Vice movies producers. Richard E. Grant was marvelous in Can You Ever Forgive Me? I don't think a whole lot of people saw it. Sam Elliott, an Academy favorite, is 74. This is his first nomination for A Star Is Born. Adam Driver, he was the real heart and soul of BlacKkKlansman. He was the white Jewish cop who took all the risks by actually meeting with members of the Ku Klux Klan, while John David Washington, Denzel's son, who portrayed Ron Stallworth, while he was doing all of his talking on the phone. But the favorite for this category, I'm almost certain is going to win, is Mahershala Ali for his dignity and his wonderful performance in Green Book as Dr. Don Shirley, the concert pianist on a tour of the Deep South in 1962. In the category lead actress, you have Yalitza Aparicio in her very first acting role, nominated Best Actress for Roma. So that's not so much great acting as it is great casting. Glenn Close for The Wife, it's her seventh Oscar nomination. She has never won an Oscar, and she is the among all living actors, Glenn Close has the most nominations with no win. Olivia Colman was great in The Favorite. Lady Gaga was just Gaga in A Star Is Born. And Melissa McCarthy, surprisingly good in a straight dramatic role in Can You Ever Forgive Me? This category is Glenn Close's to win. She was absolutely a powerhouse in The Wife. The movie, not that great. Good movie, not great. She was amazing. I saw The Wife back in August. I walked out of the theater going, I think I just saw the Best Actress Oscar winner. And I still believe that. In the category, lead actor Christian Bale gained 40 pounds and bleached his eyebrows and just became Dick Cheney in Adam McKay's movie Vice. Bradley Cooper was marvelous, not only as an actor, but as a singer in A Star Is Born. This is the fourth version of A Star Is Born, and by leaps and bounds, the best. Willem Dafoe was great as Vincent Van Gogh in the movie At Eternity's Gate. Unfortunately, nobody saw it. Rami Malek was wonderful in Bohemian Rhapsody. I didn't think Bohemian Rhapsody deserved a Best Picture nomination. It's a good movie. Rami Malek is very, very good. But the way they filmed the movie, I think his co-star was probably that dental implant. They kept focusing so much on that, it took away from Rami Malek's portrayal of Freddie Mercury. By the way, if you like Rami Malek, there's a wonderful cable series called Mr. Robot that he stars in alongside Christian Slater. So if you're a Rami Malek fan, give that a look. The other lead actor nominee was Viggo Mortensen for Green Book. That was kind of a strange casting choice, a Danish-American actor to portray essentially a Brooklyn Guido. Hey, you know, that's the kind of guy he portrayed, but he pulled it off. He did it really well, and the character he played, the son, the actual real-life son of that character, wrote the screenplay for the movie Green Book. That brings us to the Best Picture. There are eight nominees this year for Best Picture. There should have been nine because Mary Poppins Returns should have been one of them. It didn't make the cut. Also, you could argue if Beale Street Could Talk, that probably should have made the cut, but it didn't. So, we do have the eight nominations. Black Panther, I think, is going to win this because it was a gigantic moneymaker. It also made a star out of Chadwick Boseman, who has had several big roles in the last few years. It satisfies the Oscars so white controversy that's been bugging the Academy for so long. In fact, in the last couple of years, the Academy has opened up its membership to many, many more people of color, many more women, many younger people, and they have taken voting rights for the Oscars away from people who have not been involved in a movie directly for at least 10 years. In the Academy, you had people who had roles as child actors in the 1940s and nothing since, who were qualified to vote for the Oscars. That's no longer the case. So the Oscars is much more relevant and has a much more diverse membership. I think that's going to result in a Best Picture win for Black Panther. Even though it's going to split some votes with Black Klansman and Green Book, because all three of those movies highlight the African-American experience, but I think Black Panther might be the winner in that. Also nominated for Best Picture, Bohemian Rhapsody. As you heard me say, I don't believe that really qualified. The Favorite, with Emma Stone, Olivia Colman, and Rachel Weisz, directed by Yorgos Lanthimos. The Academy loves period pieces, and this is a real period piece, and the acting is absolutely wonderful. I don't think it's going to be enough to overcome Black Panther. Green Book was absolutely wonderful, but I think it's a little bit too accommodating, a little too accessible, and the Academy likes to be very, very artistic, a little artsy-fartsy, shall we say, and Green Book is a little bit too much of a popcorn film, I think, to win the Oscar for that. Roma. If Black Panther does not win, Roma will. And here's why. Even though it's a Netflix film, and the theater chains that made Hollywood rich and famous, the chains don't like the fact that this is a Netflix movie in the Best Picture category. But every major critic in the country has gone crazy for Roma. So if Black Panther does not win the Best Picture, count on this, Roma will. My pick for the Best Picture of the year, my favorite movie of the year, was A Star is Born. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga were not only absolutely fantastic, as was Sam Elliott, but Bradley Cooper should have gotten a nomination for Best Director. But when you have 8 Best Picture nominees and only 5 for Best Director, somebody is going to be left out. Bradley Cooper, Rob Marshall for Mary Poppins Returns, I'm Barry Jenkins for If Beale Street Could Talk. They were also left out. Finally, the last Best Picture nominee is Vice. Christian Bale was outstanding in that. It's a dramatic and funny film at different times, but I thought it strayed way off the topic too much. I'm frankly surprised, even though I liked it, that it's a Best Picture nominee. So my pick for the Best Picture of 2018, I believe the Oscar will go to Black Panther, and that would set all sorts of firsts for the Academy, a group of 7,000 people that, frankly, could use some firsts. So tune in for the ceremony Sunday evening. I believe it starts at 5 p.m. Of course, the Oscars, you know, red carpet fashion starts before that. We can't miss that, can we? But it should be a fairly entertaining show, even with no host. So stay tuned, because I will have Monday's Q&A guests and some final thoughts in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, James Roush here at Bualka Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Bualka Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Bualka Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender. Ready to recycle Northern Arizona? Recycle with Patriot Disposal's Smart Stream Recycle Technology. How does it work? Just put everything in one bin. It's that easy. Patriot Disposal drives one truck down your street for a smaller carbon footprint. Patriot Disposal's material recovery facility separates the recyclables from the waste stream, reducing the amount of trash going into the landfill. Smart Stream Recycle Technology. Call Patriot Disposal at 775-9000 or 203-9995.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Brown Bag Burger, Cowboy Country Antiques, and David Goldstein, Sherrick Insurance.
He'll shoot, he scores!
The Arizona Coyotes visit the Vancouver Canucks live Thursday at 8 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And I want to remind you to stay tuned for Ben Shapiro coming away at 3 o'clock. And if you're out driving today, please, please, please make sure you have your headlights on so motorists ahead of you can see you in their rain and snow-spattered side view mirrors. It's not enough just for you to see them. They have to see you, too. Let's make sure we work together and not have any accidents out there. Conditions are tough enough as it is, which is why the Prescott Unified School District and Humboldt Unified School District both have called off school tomorrow. So no classes tomorrow for Prescott or Humboldt. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3. Then join me right back here Monday, hopefully with most of the snow gone, with my guest Mindy Reisenberg with the Grand Canyon National Park on its 100th anniversary, and Ryan Steinert, who's the guest speaker at this week's Senior Connection event about Medicare Part D. That is Q&A Monday at 2 o'clock when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.